And what we'd like to do now is a mini meditation before a channel from Kryon. And I truly do mean mini. I invite all of us to simply close our eyes. If that's possible for you, really implore you to just close your eyes, even if it's for a brief second. And we invite you to visualize a hug from spirit coming to you now. Feel a blanket of warmth and love radiating to you with a deep, delicious hug, where all of the cells of your body are being embraced in this love hug from spirit. And as we release from that hug, with the warm tingles still traveling through our body, let us invite Kryon to deliver another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Tonight's subject is a secret stairway. Now, dear ones, you should understand this is a metaphor, of course. I've given this one time before in Channel Live, and now I wish to give it to you. The stairway, well, it's not exactly a stairway, and being secret is not really a secret unless you don't know it. So it's not something that is kept from you, as you would think secrets often are. It's only a secret because no one has told you. Here is the premise. I want you to envision your life, everything from birth until you pass, is a very long stairway. Perhaps it's one of those circular ones. It'll go straight up into the sky, you might say, and it represents your life. You start on the stairway, you end at the top. You might say you climb right up into heaven. That's the metaphor you have. A stairway is your life. But what we want to show you is this. There is a change in perception to include this secret stairway we're going to talk about in just a moment. The perception is this. All light workers, way showers, the ones who would be perhaps watching this particular video, interested in themselves, you all have an idea of how to get ahead, let's say, in life, but especially in spirituality. How do you improve yourself? How do you get rid of fear? How do you then accomplish the things that you wish to accomplish on a day-by-day basis that is starting to change and includes more compassion, more kindness? What's the process? And the process that occurs to you would be the one that you're used to in your reality, in linear ways, and it's obvious. You're going to find someone to listen to, or perhaps a coach to help you. There may be a course to take. There'll be something that you turn to, perhaps even a book to read, that will assist you in this process. Now, that is exceptionally common. And this is what you're taught to do. When it's time to learn something new on the planet, you find a course. You go to school. You read a book. These are the kinds of things you're used to. This is the linearity, you might say, the perception you have that is real for you. What if it were different? I am here to tell you that it always has been. This stairway that you're on, what if there were another stairway next to this one that you've never seen? You might say it's invisible, because you were never told about it. This is the kind of thing that we're looking at spiritually for you. And this other stairway, what is it? Well, I'll tell you. It's the one that exists simultaneously with yours, perhaps not even next to it, but next to it is good enough for this metaphor. And that stairway represents the inclusion of your soul on your life's journey. Your soul is with you the whole time. Now, this is a departure from some of the things that you've been told. You have been told, perhaps, that your soul is on the other side of the veil waiting for you. And we are here to tell you that this is old information. A grander truth is that your soul has always been with you. It comes in with you and also is on the other side of the veil. Now, this bothers some place, I would say, of logic that some have in 3D that says, wait a minute, how is it can be in two places at the same time? And the answer is yes. Multidimensional things are not 3D things. Your soul can be in so many places at the same time, but believe me, it is with you all your life. At some level, your soul exists with you. Ancient information is part of what you call the Merkaba. It is part of that beautiful soul self, that life self that you have. It comes in with you. It stays with you. It's part of you. It's also on the other side of the veil. Just think of it as being so big, it can be everywhere. Well, where is that soul with you as you travel your life on the stairway that you envision? And the answer is your soul is on a secret stairway. What color would that stairway might be? Gold. It's beautiful. It exists next to you in a multidimensional form. Who is your soul? It's you. That soul represents the higher you. Some people call the soul a higher self. Well, that's not exactly true, but there are attributes of this higher self in your soul, absolutely. It's also part of you. But your soul is on the journey with you. Just understand that. And that second stairway, it's patterned exactly like yours. It goes next to yours, right up, straight up. And that means it's always been there. Now let's stop for a moment and repeat that. Your soul stairway, the one of your life, has always been there. And as you then climb the stairway of life year after year, and you see that stairway of yours representing the parts of your life, your soul is there. It is absolutely there. It's not behind you. It's not above you. It's not below you. It's with you. And so it's climbing the stairway exactly at the same time you are, step by step, because it's part of you. Question. What if you could reach over and touch it? What if at any time you wanted to, you might stop and perhaps open a little door next to your stairway and you could see the other stairway? What if when you opened that little door, out came wonderful kinds of things like help and love, congratulations, benevolence, because that's what's in your soul. Many of you are starting to understand what I'm about to tell you. That secret stairway is only a secret because nobody told you it was there. As soon as you understand it and realize it, you know it's there. It's no longer a secret. This may seem like it doesn't belong, but when you have a near-death experience, you transfer to the other stairway for a moment. You have one foot, you might say, in both stairways. But when you see the other one, you're amazed. That experience you have in near death, especially if you're able to come back and tell about it, is your journey on the other stairway. It's not a secret at all, and it opens itself into a grand new world of love and compassion and kindness and beauty. And you don't even want to come back because you see the truth. That other stairway is the real one. The one you're on, it's the one that's temporary that you call an expression on earth. Did you get that part? The other stairway, the secret one, that's the real one. The one you're on, the temporary one, as an expression of you on the planet. What if they're supposed to be connected all the time? What if they were connected? What if one merged into the other? What would you have? And the answer is an ascended human being. Human being. I didn't say a soul that is somewhere else. I said an ascended human being. This is what you strive for. To meld so much with that divine part of you that it changes everything that's in you. The ability to fight the darkness and stay out of fear. The ability to be joyful and benevolent in your life. The ability to have fun and joy. The ability to find that inner child because it's part of the soul. That's what you'd have. You'd have mastery information at your fingertips. You'd be able to heal yourself, even with your own consciousness. That's what it would be. That's what you strive for. How many of you are aware that instead of taking courses or having books and all, you have the option to reach through that little door that you'll open with intent? Dear Spirit, let me reach through and grab the other stairway for a moment and embrace my soul. That's all it takes, intent. And suddenly, you're flooded with intuition. Intuition that will then give you what the book might have given, or help with the course that you're taking. All of these kinds of things are yours from the beginning of your life. Question. So many of you have children, or have had children. Do you remember the first years when they were talking to other entities, perhaps, or pretending they were talking, or having some kind of life that you don't even know about? In those years, they were still on the stairway, both of them. They were involved in this without the intellect to question it or even know what it was. That's the childlike, that's the inner child, that's the beauty of the joy that they have. And then, of course, life took over, and that other stairway disappeared. It didn't have to. Invitation. Find the secret stairway, dear ones, to enhance your soul by being with it. Combining, you might say, the human consciousness with that which is the human soul. And find the greater truth and discover mastery. This is the message of the day. And so it is.